Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Hey, drive safe out there. It is raining quite heavily. And if you do, make sure you get in to know with Jay South.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Lanto, that's who Start Bench Cut is brought to you by. Jay Southlanto. Get in the know with Jay Southlanto. We start off with... your offensive line, guys, start, bench, cut. This is interesting as of week four. Already there, week four of the NFL season. We are past week three, week four today. Get your waiver wires ready on fantasy football and get ready for Mac at 9 o'clock on Sunday. Mac's fantasy show, start, bench, cut.
And go to our Twitter page. I'll tell you who to add on the waiver wire.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's a deep tease.
It's a big waiver wire week, man.
It is.
One more week until the buys start kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
Start, bench, cut. Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Josh Simmons.
Oh, this is easy. I'm starting Simmons. I'm benching Trey, and I'm cutting Creed.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah. I think I'll do the same.
Say it with your chest.
I don't like it.
Why?
Because
you're
like
paying
these
two
guys
and you want
to pay
them.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And this sucks.
It does.
I don't want to be talking about this.
Right. Oh, when I want to cut players 2 years before they're ready, everybody wants to rip me. And now here we are talking about all these players that maybe we should have looked the other way on. But who am I to say, right?
Yeah. Brett Veach has to answer for that.
Yeah, but also him and Andy, they get together. And Clark is part of this as well. What do you guys want to do? Well, let's try to run it back one more. Everybody wants to run everything back one more time. This is the last of that, obviously. You need
maybe it's time to run the other way.
Yeah, yeah, right. Follow your blockers. But no, I think it's easy. Simmons has been one of the best tackles in the NFL this year. One of the best. I think he's ranked third in the NFL this year. And then I'll start Trey or bench Trey, and then I'll cut Creed. I need more out of Creed. I mean, when he's showing the offensive or the defensive lineman the direct route to the quarterback,
that was disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I'm glad that it's working out for Josh Simmons, but so is somebody else.
They announced Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it. Don't like it.
Start, bench, cut. Yep.
It's going to be that. If that's not the all-timer for, and I'm including 610 into the mix as well, of 20 years of this radio station, 20 plus years of this radio station, that's got to be the all-timer.
So good.
I mean, I can think of a couple more. Here's a 20. Anyways.
Yeah.
He would go big man. So start, bench, cut. We go to 2-1 teams. I go to the Lions, the Packers, and the Vikings. And that's NFC North teams as well.
I'm going to start the Vikings because I got a huge man crush on Kevin O'Connell. I mean, that guy.
The Lions and the Packers.
And I'm benching the Lions and I'm cutting the Packers. Whoa. They lost to the Browns, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Lost to the Browns.
I'm going to start the Packers. I'm going to bench the Lions. Although that's going to be a fun race. Lions are better than I expected. And I'm going to cut the Vikings.
Yeah, the Lions are doing some good things for the first 3 weeks. That first week was a big dud, and then they figured it out.
Yeah, they figured it out.
Good for Dan Campbell, you know, sitting at 2-1 right now. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. But they straightened some things out after week one.
He solidified himself to me already. Like, we had those question
you're
marks.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good now. I'm good. He's it.
What? Why? Tell me why.
Well, because
tell me why.
Because both the offense and defense have shown real flashes, and they lost both those. That was the question, right? Oh, well, losing the great creative mind, the wonder kid, the whiz guy, and Ben Johnson. They look creative. They look fun. They all go behind Dan Campbell. They're in support of him.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
his combined coordinators are 1-5. Moving on to other topics.
Oh, you mean ones that left his team? Yeah,
Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson.
Yeah,
1-5.
Yeah.
Criticism for the Kansas City Chiefs start, bench, cut. Harrison Butker, Isaiah Pacheco, Juwan Taylor.
It's tough. I'm going to start the kicker.
Wow.
Yeah, I really am. Like, you have one job, and you've been so good at it. We need you at this point of the year, at this point of this Chiefs era that we're in right now. I got to have a kicker that's not missing extra points and not missing field goals. I'm sorry, Harrison. I need you now more than I needed you 2 years ago. 3 years ago.
So you'd be cutting the kicker, not starting the kicker.
Yeah, cutting the kicker. Yeah, I would start Pacheco, bench Taylor, cut Harrison Butker.
But I got the way you were doing it as far as like the criticisms. You're starting Butker, but you're cutting. Yeah. Okay, I got you. But you'd start Pacheco? Is that what you said?
Yeah, probably at this point. Yeah, I'm down on Juwan Taylor. It's taken me a long time to get, you know, to that point where I don't like his play anymore.
I
need to know if if he was the one that made Travis Kelce react the way that he did, and if he did, Travis Kelce can't be the only one feeling that way. And if other guys on the team are feeling that way, and Juwan Taylor is affecting other guys and prohibiting other guys from doing their job, then he got to go.
I'll cut Isaiah Pacheco from this. I think he's been pretty awful besides 3 or 4 runs. I'll bench Juwan Taylor because at least when he's not getting penalized every other play, he does actually block okay. And then I'll start Butker because I think he's got the most leash. as far as this is concerned. He's been.
Do you? You think he's got a bigger leash than the offensive tackle?
Yes.
Do you guys?
He was like best kicker in the league for a long time.
I know, but now we need him to be the best kicker in the league.
I just think they're
going
to give him more chances to do that.
Sure, they are. They will.
Yeah, and I'm being more generous to him, whereas like Isaiah Pacheco, it's already kind of done. I'm out.
Yeah, you're out on him. Yeah. He got back into my good grace. I thought he played pretty good on Sunday.
He's all right,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think you go on, you know, sample size. We've seen enough of Juwan Taylor, which would designate a cut. I would bench Isaiah Pacheco because it's been up and down with his career, injuries, but also plays decent, then doesn't play decent. He's had a rough, you know, go at it this last 8 months or so. And then I think you got to start Harrison Butcher. It's been three games. And, you know, if not him, then who? Right? You going to go get somebody off the street? You going to trust that guy? It's never, you know.
No, you can't. You got to bring in guys to audition. Harrison Butker was a guy on the street. I mean, he was on a practice squad, right? Sometimes everybody misses on players. Ask Major League Baseball. 10 rounds of Albert Pujols being passed up, right?
Yeah.
It happens. Sometimes guys get missed. And the Chiefs did not miss on Harrison Butker. They had him targeted the whole time. And boy, he came in and played great football. For when we needed him to play great football, we still need him to play great football, more so now than ever.
Bet your futures on start bench cut here for MVP. Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson.
You know, I'm Josh Allen in a runaway, I would imagine. Baker Mayfield bench, and I would cut Lamar.
Yeah, I think so too, but I don't think a runaway. I think Baker's got a real case.
You do?
Yeah, because I mean,
do you think just because people want to? Yeah, exactly.
Well, the schedule kind of works out too. Like, they play the Eagles this year. I think they play the Lions. Like, if he wins both those games, they're going to win their division, win 12 or 13 games. They're like the two seed. That's if Mike Evans is out for a few weeks, like Chris Godwin's missing time, like the narratives are there for them. That defense isn't that good. The narrative's there.
Is there a dark horse bet at Coach of the Year in Todd Bowles?
Absolutely. That
sounds like you just kind of described the Chiefs.
But that's not entertaining. That's not interesting to people.
No, but you did just describe the Chiefs. Do the Buccaneers have an offensive line that's pretty good?
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay.
We go to the weather theme today.
Interesting.
Would you rather take a nap or sleep? Where would you rather sleep? Start, pinch, cut. A downpour, a weekend blizzard, or a thunderstorm at night?
Are these inside or outside?
Well, I hope I'm inside.
Well, you never know. Because a weekend blizzard, you build a fort in the backyard. That's kind of fun. I think a thunderstorm at night, though, is where I start. Downpour, bench, and then I'd cut the weekend blizzard. I know I'd have to get out there and shovel or watch Jen shovel, and I'm not interested in this.
I guess I'm not thinking about that. I'll start thunderstorm at night. But yeah, weekend blizzard is a close second, man.
If it starts snowing so like Friday at 10 a.m. and doesn't stop until like Sunday at noon, that's great.
That's perfect.
But that requires work.
Yeah, I'm not.
There's work
about that.
At the back end of that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of just excuses to be like, well, I can't do anything.
That's right. Yeah.
Make chili, make a roast.
I just want to win, Jim.
Go get the eggs, toast, and toilet paper. Coming up on the other side, we dive back into a flashback and another version of Mahomes here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Diving right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, all with you on a wonderful Tuesday. Look, man, we needed the rain. I'm not going to lie.
It's fine. Hey, when you got a new yard coming in, you can always use the rain, right? I love it. Keep it coming. Keep that water bill down.
No doubt. Oh, boy. This comes from the text line 5 minutes ago. Morning, guys. 470 eastbound backed up all the way back to 50 highway because of a wreck near the Colburn Road Bridge. That sounds like I'm going to have a long ride home. Sweet.
Hopefully it's the other way.
Yeah, hopefully. We did a little bit of this earlier, and you know, we talked about the offensive line, some key signings on that offensive line in Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith. Obviously, bringing back Kareem Hunt, signing Nick Bolton. These are general manager moves. And I think it is atrocious if a lot of people are out here ready to, you know, call Brett Veach's name in for disappointment of this franchise. Like, you've been to three straight Super Bowls, you're still a dominant team. But I think, like anything, you can have a conversation. And I think we all go through life where you have a moment, your day or your month or whatever it is, and you tell yourself, man, I wish I would have done that, or I wish I would have done this differently. So I think you can have flashback moments when it comes to whether it be the Royals, whether it be the Chiefs, whether it be your own life. Like, I wish I never would have gone to that bar that night and then decided to drive home. How would my life be different? I wish I would have never gotten this, you know, whatever it may be. So some of those things I think you can bring up. And I think when we do the flashback of Brett Veach, you know, I think it'd be fun to have this conversation with Brett. Good guy, nice guy, open, always honest. And just be like, let's have this discussion here. Do you think if you were Brett Veach, would you have given Carl Loftus the extension in this offseason? Or would you have maybe made him earn another year and drafted an edge rusher in the draft this year?
I don't hate that, because you bought out that final year and it's not something that's hanging over your head at this point in time. I don't know that I would have wasted, though, another high draft pick on it, right? He's a first-round draft pick. You want to make sure they're here for an extended period of time. He had a great game on Sunday. And I know the sack numbers aren't 10 and the numbers that everybody wants. He was fantastic on Sunday night against the New York Giants. And so I think they're pretty happy with him. I don't think they would change that one.
I love the idea of signing Carl Loftus. Like, if he was the player that I thought he was going to be, then maybe he still could be. We're three games in his third season, right? Season two wasn't what we wanted. Season one, not a surprise, but like, damn, this is good. This is what we wanted. 10.5 sacks, first round pick, solid edge rusher. Probably would have drafted a first or second round edge, because Carl Loftus at his ceiling, let's say he does get to the player we want him to be, is he a tier one pass rusher ever? No. Is he a tier two pass rusher ever? Maybe. He's a tier three guy at best.
Mm. When you look at this offseason and where, you know, obviously there were injuries and suspensions, and injuries obviously happened in the season as well. There was a guy available that Jay Binkley was super high on. You could have heard Binkley last night probably talking about it on After Hours.
Keenan.
Would you have brought back Christian Fulton, or would you have signed Keenan Allen?
I still would have gone with Fulton. You needed a defensive back. You were set at wide receiver, you thought, and then the unforeseen happened, obviously, with the Xavier Worthy injury. And again, a lot of this is overreaction to injuries that happened right at the beginning of the year. If Xavier Worthy doesn't get injured, we're probably not having a lot of these conversations right now, right? You can't help the injury. And then all of a sudden you got an injury on top of your first guy being suspended. You're minus two wide receivers. As our guy out in L.A. said, Trent Williams, or San Francisco, you lose Joey Bosa, everybody says next man up. But let's be honest, man, it's next three or four men up to replace him. And that's kind of where we are with Kansas City. We look at that and go, yeah, Bosa's three or four guys to step up. Well, so are Rice and Worthy at this point in time.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would have done Keenan, just because as much as the – maybe some of the mistakes I like to harp on with Veach in recent years, he's got a superpower that no other GM has, and that's cornerbacks. He knows how to hit corners. So, and they did. Noel Williams looks great.
He's playing more and more each week.
He's aggressive. He's physical.
Roland Wallace.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Roland Wallace.
Chris Roland Wallace, big interception.
Jamari Connor.
Jamari Connor has been playing out of position, but there are some misses. Okay. There are some hits. The secondary overall, he's been really good at evaluating. I would have trusted him to get a guy like Noel Williams, who's been playing ahead of Christian Fulton, because Fulton ain't there, and this team needs wide receivers. And it would have been a 2-1, like Bink has told us a million times. You get Keenan, the Chargers don't.
Fair point. And then last one of the flashback questions to play Brett Veach and general manager. Would you have paid Nick Bolton like they did, or would you have maybe been like, yeah, Justin Reed could definitely use you in the secondary more than we could use Nick Bolton at middle linebacker?
Yeah, I would have paid Bolton. They view him as the captain, you know, with the C, and they value him very, very much in
this
defense.
So you wouldn't have changed anything?
Not at this point in time. I'm only three games into the season. I don't think it's a big enough sample size to say, oh, I mean, guys can get better. Guys can play better. Three games does not make a career or a season. That's why, like, I hate this kind of stuff, because next week we may be talking about George Karloftis having four sacks. We're like, oh, my God. Where did he come from? We always want to jump to conclusions and declare stuff in this medium before it happens, right? Oh, that guy stinks. And then 2 weeks later, he's fantastic. We've all been there. Sometimes it's okay to let things play out and just kind of see what's going to take place. I think it's very hard and very wrong, quite honestly, to say things are a mistake when we're only three games in to a 17-game season. I think at the end of the year, if we revisit some of this, maybe it changes. But as far as the first three games, no, I wouldn't have changed a damn thing. get the benefit of the doubt because of the successes that they had. At the end of the year, maybe.
Nobody said the word mistake. Just doing a would you rather, like if you go back in time.
Yeah.
Because these are all holes on your team right now.
Yeah, this is one I feel passionately about personally. I was against the Nick Bolton contract when that happened. First of all, I think he's an overrated player. I think he's out-athleted every night. He's not a great athlete. We knew that when they drafted him out of Missouri. This is a smart player, but this is a player that is not fast enough. He's not strong enough. He gets beat in coverage. He's not like an incredible like hit stick guy. I just don't know what Nick Bolton does incredibly well, and they're paying him like he's the fifth best linebacker in football. Justin Reed's getting paid $5 million less this season, and I know he's over there in New Orleans, so no one's paying attention. He's having a hell of a season. He's still
he's
got
a good
legs.
Football player.
He's a good football player.
Yeah.
And he could wear the green dot. I know Spags is attached to that and the captain thing and the communication, but yeah,
so
I don't know.
I think what you're asking, though, is for them to change their whole MO of the way that they've operated over the last 10 years, right? The way that they've operated over the last 10 years has been flawless for the most part, right? I mean, it's been pretty damn good. Why would you change anything up? This is what we do. We have a safety, Eric Berry. He expires. We bring in Tyrann Mathieu. He expires. We bring in Justin Reed. He expires. We bring in the next. That's what they do. And again, I know you're going to hate to hear this, and you're going to hate me for it. This is why you need the new stadium with all the money that can be generated at that stadium so you can give these guys that signing bonus money and decide to keep them here. It's not about the cap. It's about the cash on hand. And if you don't have the same amount of cash on hand, then another organization is, look, Buffalo's going to be in this mix now with their new stadium opening up and all the different revenue streams that they're going to have coming in. That's why it's important to have that new stadium and to have that village and to have those ways to get all of that money that you can get. So if you do get in a bidding war with a free agent that you really want, you can look at that player and say, all right, we can kick you a few more bucks because we have more money coming in. That's where you ultimately lose out, is not having the cash on hand to be able to give out the big-time signing bonuses. And so they've got to do everything in their power to continue to generate more revenue so you're able to make these moves that everybody wants them. Maybe Clark Hunt looked at him and said, we don't have the budget for Keenan Allen. And as much as Brett Veach wanted to sign him, his boss told him no. You know, we don't have that money. I'm not spending that money this year. And so you have to factor that in as well. At the end of the day, it's up to Clark Hunt to say yes or no, whether or not you can spend that money and go out there and get those players. And I do know, just by being around this league for as long as we have, this is not one of the highest generating revenue teams. It may be the world's team, but it's still not generating the money that the Dallas Cowboys generate. And so we've got to get up to that level. A new stadium, new revenue streams go a long way into making life easier for Brett Veach. From whoever the GM is at the time.
From the 816, Mac, are you insane? I'll tell you what he does well is tackle. Been our leading tackler for what, every year? When he gets burnt a few times, but what Mike middle linebacker does not?
I would say that's like saying a guy who takes 30 shots a game and bragging about scoring the most points on the team.
Oh, so he's Harden.
Yeah, it's like, I score the most. Well, yeah, you get the most shots, dude. You're a linebacker. Of course you're going to get the most tackles. That's not a...
Your linebacker should be your leading tackler.
Yes.
Like, if your safeties are defensive back, that's one of the few things that I actually look at. Well, actually, the game book I look at a lot because there's, like, a lot of different things in there that you can get. But one of the first things I go to, I always look at who's your leading tacklers on the day. Every game I look at that. And if it's safety, corner, safety...
That's a problem.
That's a problem. But if it's linebacker, defensive lineman.
Yeah, it should be that.
That's where it should be.
Yes. That's where the ball is. Yeah. I don't think that's impressive. I'm not saying Nick Bolton, like, I'm not saying he's a bad tackler. He is a good tackler. But I think his deficiencies outweigh some of those things. That's all I'm saying. Not a bad player. Mm-hmm. They're paying him like he's an elite player.
And for them, they view him that way.
That's
you
fine.
Know, the continuity, all that kind of stuff, right? And so they gave him that money as opposed to maybe paying Justin Reed, or maybe if they had more ways to pay out more money, more cash on hand, they could have had both of them signed here in Kansas City. But they've done a really good job of getting away from people before it's gotten too late, unless you're one of the cores, you know. And then we've got a couple of guys that, you know, probably have stayed too long. It happens everywhere, you know, in professional sports. But I just think where we are right now with this team and what their defense is about, that Nick Bolton has more value than I think any of us really know.
In three games this year, Nick Bolton has not been the leading tackler once in the Chiefs defensive unit.
I'm insane.
Yep. Either way you want to look at it. So a different version of Mahomes, right? That's what this topic is talking about. Another version of Mahomes. This was Kyle Brandt talking about that version of Patrick Mahomes on his podcast.
Start the clock. Take number one. Let's start with the Sunday night game. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs right now, they're like a under-talented boxer who is just grabbing. They're just holding on. They're getting through rounds. They're stealing rounds. It's a lot of body blows. You get to the end of the round, you're like, they didn't really do anything, but then sure enough, that's a 10-9 win. That's exactly what it was over the Giants last night. I love this version of Mahomes because we've seen him put up 50 points, throw to Tyreek Hill, throw to Prime Kelce, and be the biggest story in the league. And then now we're seeing them just carrying an under-talented, hurt, wounded team by running, by ad-libbing. He made the biggest play of the game last night for the Chiefs, and it was a defensive play in which he stripped the ball from a New York Giant like he was Maurice Claret on Sean Taylor in the Rose Bowl. I love this version of Mahomes. Ugly, gritty, getting through rounds, throwing a few elbows, maybe a few headbutts. If he has to bite off somebody's ear, he just does it. Gritty Patrick Mahomes carrying a Chiefs team without enough talent on offense. I never thought I'd see the day, but here we are, and they just have to survive. Just keep on treading water. Keep on winning 10-9 rounds.
Nick Bolton was the leading tackler on Sunday night with 14. Karlaftis had 10 and a sack.
So there we go.
You know, so Nick Bolton had a hell of a game against the Giants. I mean, 14 tackles is a lot. Two tackles for loss and pass defended as well for Nick Bolton. I think he had a pretty good game when you look at that, right? And George Karlaftis did as well. Those two guys leading your way as your tacklers up at top, that's what you want, right? You want your two defensive linemen linebackers to be your leading tacklers. I love that conversation that Kyle Brandt had. It's something we've kind of talked about over the years with Patrick Mahomes. He has had to reinvent himself more than any quarterback, I think, in the NFL. You went from this high-flying aerial attack to Tyreek Hill being gone, having to try to figure it out with lesser wide receivers, having to win with Kadarius Toney lining up offsides, having to win all sorts of different ways possible over his career. And now he's doing it like this. This is why Patrick Mahomes, quite honestly, is your MVP. This is why Patrick Mahomes, quite honestly, is the best player in the NFL, because he can win in just about any way possible. He's dealing with less than stellar support right now and is still finding a way to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's the best because he figures it out regardless of the talent around him. Not many other guys can do that. How many other guys? Can Josh Allen do what Patrick Mahomes has had to do over the last 10 years and reinvent his game? Probably three or four different versions, three or four different eras, if you will, of Patrick Mahomes. Has Lamar had to do that? Has Burrow had to do that? Patrick Mahomes seemingly comes into the year every year recently and has had to be completely different than he was the season prior. And he adjusts and he adapts and he continues to play stellar football. I think everybody needs to listen to that thing by Kyle Brandt all over the country to realize how good Patrick Mahomes is playing right now.
And then this was Colin Cowherd yesterday giving an analogy of a pitcher and the Chiefs offense, or the Chiefs in general.
Because they were so dynamic offensively for years, you forget that Kansas City has been winning despite their offense. In fact, so the Chiefs offense feels a lot like an old pitcher that's lost about 5 miles an hour off his fastball. Three straight seasons where the offense has regressed. Right now, the offense is below the New York Jets. I'm not joking. So I'm not going to get into talking about the Giants. They're not worth the airtime. But you got to trust your eyes on this. You start looking at this offense, and here's my concern if I'm a Chiefs fan. Because the time of possession for Kansas City's offense is 22nd. Well, that means your defense is on the field. And the longer your defense is on the field, the more your defense gets banged up. So if they can get Worthy and Rashee Rice back here collectively in the next 3 weeks, maybe they can improve and get their time of possession to 14th or 15th or 13th in the league from near the bottom. Because the more your defense is on the field, the more your defensive players are going to get banged up. The best thing going for the Chiefs right now is that Denver is finding ways to lose games they have a chance to win. But for the last 6 or 7 years, it's felt like the AFC had this trifecta at the top of Chiefs, Ravens, Bills. And right now it feels like Josh, Justin, and Lamar Jackson. That's what it feels like.
This was before last night, obviously. They were one and two, so yeah.
This was yesterday's show on the Hurt.
I mean, look, aesthetically pleasing. Again, for red zone viewers, Patrick Mahomes is not a show this year, right? For people who actually watch the entire game of Patrick Mahomes, you can see why he's better than everybody else in the game right now. I do agree with the time of possession stuff, but that comes back to running the football, man. Like that's on Andy Reid right there. That's where Steve Spagnuolo needs to go to Andy and go, hey, can you run the ball a little bit? Take some time off. My guys are a little tired right now, and give them the opportunity to run the football. But he talked about the Chiefs offense not being good, but also didn't give me any facts and reasoning and backup why they're not good. Like that's an on the surface type take by Colin Cowherd, the low hanging fruit. Yeah, the offense isn't good enough, but let's talk about the reasons why the offense isn't good enough right now, right? The wide receivers being injured, the right tackle not playing to the level that he needs to play, all this stuff that we've talked about, the tight end dropping passes and whatnot. It's amazing how one catch changes the whole dynamic of this team. If Travis Kelce catches that play or that pass against the Philadelphia Eagles in week two, I guarantee you these conversations that we're having about this team probably aren't happening as much right now. We're one play, literally like one play away from this team being drastically thought about differently in the ether than it is right now. That's why the NFL is so important, to make sure that every play that you execute is perfect every single time. Because you're legit, and we're seeing it right in front of our eyes. We're one play away, for the most part, of this team being 2-1, and everybody talking about, wow, they beat the Eagles, they beat the Giants, now they got the Ravens looking to go 3-1. The feeling would be a lot different if Travis Kelce catches that touchdown pass against Philadelphia.
I think you can say that. I think that's the case with last season too, right? And
yeah.
I think that's some of the people who have these worries are like, see, I told you it could look different. It was this close. We're messing with razor thin margins. And I know that is the NFL, but you want to do your best to try and increase those margins as much as you can.
I also don't think that losing 5 miles per hour off your fastball necessarily dilutes you from anything.
No, it can actually make you better.
Chris Sale, Justin Verlander, mm-hmm. both have won Cy Youngs in recent years, and both have not had maybe the same power that they've had. Now, they did throw 100 miles an hour, and now they throw 95, but yet they still can be dominant, because once you might lose something, you gain something else. And whereas Patrick Mahomes' fastball might have been the high-powered offense in the deep throw, he's learned that he can do other things as well. Mm-hmm. We saw that when they took away the deep shot and they started playing that soft cover two or whatever it was. And then they all of a sudden had to go underneath. And then they developed that offense. And now you have the adversities of losing some of your... Because if Patrick Mahomes is a starting pitcher in football, he's Paul Skeens. Right? Like, he still puts up numbers. He still does it. He just doesn't have any support around him. Paul Skeens go out there and give up one run and still lose 1-0, right? Like, that's the way that's gone for Pittsburgh. And I think that sometimes if you lose something, you can gain more by losing a little bit of what you used to have, because you become more of a complete pitcher, or you become a complete player. And, you know, a lot of people said, well, they got rid of Tyreek Hill. They won 2 Super Bowls right after getting rid of Tyreek Hill.
They've been to 3 straight.
And they went to 3 straight. So, yeah, you might have a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, but you know what you have now? Uncle Charlie in your back pocket that you can pull out in the third inning before anybody even sees it, and then start pivoting off of that. So, yeah, I do agree that they have taken some sort of regression in their offensive superpower. But again, you've gained a defense over the last couple of years. Now, we'll see if that defense can stay dominant the way it's been the last couple of years. And you can also see if, like, maybe they can get that offensive line figured out. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're not just, you know, throwing 98 trying to, you know, whiz it by people. Now, all of a sudden, you're trying to make them look goofy. You're trying to pull out other things. And they're like, oh, man, he's got that now. Yeah, he does. Well, because you took that away, he had to figure out something else.
It's called knowledge. Knowledge is power, right? The older you get, the more you learn, the more you forget, the more you realize you didn't know. And that's where Patrick Mahomes is. He is that fireballer that came up to the big leagues and threw 105 and could just blow it by everybody. And then they got their timing down a little bit, so he had to reinvent his game. And as he reinvented his game and he adjusted to the league, well, then they made more adjustments. And then he had to make more adjustments. Like, he is that Jamie Moyer type of pitcher, or, you know, guy that pitches for 100 years in the big leagues because he's smarter than everybody else. He knows how to win games. He's had all of these life experiences, which are so important in everything that you do in this world, having those real-world life experiences. says Patrick Mahomes is getting them every single game. All right, I had to win this game that way. That's going to pay off later on this season when I have that same situation again. I've been through that season. So he went from a guy that could blow everybody's doors off at 105 miles an hour to now, all right, he's the crafty lefty. We got to figure it out. And damn, he's a good crafty lefty too.
No doubt about it. We wrap this show up on the other side and get you set up for a Wednesday. That's right. We get halfway through the week starting tomorrow here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Wrapping up the show today, went by fast. Fast Tuesday. Sleepy Tuesday.
Boy, I tell you.
Yeah.
Happy Rosh Hashanah for all those celebrating today and tomorrow. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Shana Tova, as we like to say. The J's closed for the next couple of days, so I will, you know, be doing something else. I was hoping to get outside and do some exercise today.
Yeah. You got that treadmill at the house.
I do, but I...
You hate it.
I do.
Yeah. No one's ever had a love relationship with their treadmill.
No,
it's just not the same.
It's not. It's nice to have, you know, in case of emergency, break glass type of thing, but I'd rather go outside and do it.
Someone from the text line says, Dusty, did you see that Scotty Scheffler and his teammates are donating their money from the Ryder Cup to charity? You love to see this stuff. Yeah, you do. This is the first time that they're going to be paid.
They haven't been paid to play in the Ryder Cup?
No. First time they're going to be paid.
Wow.
And they have the option to give money towards their favorite charity. And then I think there's another supplemental check as well. They can do with that as they please. We'll dive into that a little bit later on this week, because this is probably what the planets aligned earlier this summer, or not too long ago this summer, where we saw what Jupiter, Venus, and
I think it was Mercury.
Yeah. All like in alignment this weekend. A lot of stuff aligns for what feeds my life, right? You have Oktoberfest and Downtown Lee Summit this weekend. You have Blink-182 coming to town on Saturday, my favorite band of all time. And then you have Chiefs Ravens on Sunday at 3:25. And I love me a 3:25 game. To me, it's because I'm selfish. I have Red Zone. I love watching all those noon slate games, getting super excited from 2:45 to 3:15. And then it's like, all right, Jim, here we go. And you're like, yep, here we go. This is it. And I am, you know, half cocked right there at like 3:25, ready to go. And it's like, I got 6 beers left. How quickly am I going to drink these? Well, it's on you, Chiefs. You know what I mean? So like, it'd be a fun weekend. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But yeah, Ryder Cup this weekend as well. Friday, Oktoberfest, Friday, Saturday, Blink, college football slate, yes. Saturday, Sunday, Chiefs, woo. Ravens. So, I mean, it's, you know, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Moon, Lycans. Right, all there at the same time.
They're
so I'm excited for that.
Along
as well.
In the stars, man. Nice.
Yeah, to the stars.
Let's go.
But no,
that's
so,
the Kansas slogan.
I had no idea that was a Kansas
really?
Slogan.
Yeah, to the stars. Yeah,
that's so funny.
Ad Astra Per Aspera. Yeah, to stealing. The stars and back, or something, or to the stars with whatever it is. But it's like to the stars, right?
I had no idea.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's what it means. To the stars. And look it up.
Kansas stealing. Tom DeLonge's thing.
Yeah, I'm sure Tom DeLonge had that back in 1885 or whenever Kansas came on board.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah, does Tom DeLonge have a Kansas connection or anything like that? Because that's a weird one. Like, only know that if you...
Ad Astra Per Aspera.
Yeah.
To the stars through difficulties.
To the stars through difficulties. Yeah, that's
pretty, that's cool.
It's a cool slogan, right? Yeah. And whatnot. So, there you go.
I'm gonna look at Missouri's now.
It's a show me state. You don't need to look that up.
Slogan?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, it's a great way. Everybody in the world knows Missouri's
Carrington
the show me
probably
state.
Says it once a week on a show.
Well, that's not the slogan, though.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, they're the...
Like the Latin thing?
Yeah, exactly. Salus populus suprema lex esto. Let the welfare of the people be the supreme law.
Well, a week from today, we get to take the law into our own hands.
Why are they getting rid of Frank? He's been great for the state of Kansas. We've gotten a lot of new residents, maybe a couple of teams. He's doing a fine job over there. BBL stinky.
Not anymore, he's not. Tuesday, September 30th, voting polls will be packed. 100%, dude.
Get bent.
100%.
I wonder if a lot of people, what the voting turnout's going to be for that. I feel like it's going to be pretty high, but again, who knows?
Should be. Should be high.
Oh, I bet it will be.
I mean, I'm thinking it's going to pass to get him recalled 75 to 25.
That's a huge.
Oh, I think the people that are going with a distinct purpose to vote him out. I don't think anybody's going to save his job, right? Well, like, would you be passionate about that? Oh, I'm going to go keep Frank White in office. I'm going to vote this guy out. My taxes doubled and I lost the Royals.
Can you imagine, like, George lived in Jackson County? And he was like, well, he did make a huge error in 1980 against the Yankees. Screw this guy.
Talk to you later.
I mean, he was a 216 career postseason hitter to help with him. Omar, he didn't help us any out.
Omar Infante. I was a much better second baseman. Did you see the All-Star votes?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Omar Infante or Frank White? You think when it's time to move, we can get Jay Southlanteau out to the ballpark and load up that Frank White statue, just back it into the Missouri River and dump it in? That thing does not need to be made. Well, actually, probably should be making its move to Kansas, because without him, Kansas probably doesn't get the Royals and maybe the Chiefs too.
No, I just paint it red and put it in the Ring of Honor and put Justin Reed's name next to it. Wasn't he number 20? He wasn't number 20.
Yeah, yeah, Justin Reed was 20.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Or it's going to be like Varsity Blues, where that Kilmer statue stayed out there because it was so damn heavy we couldn't move it. Mm-hmm. So we just, whatever.
But the news is they're just destroying the stadiums.
Tomorrow, just to give you a little insight, we'll go over Dynasty Talk. We'll have Binkley. We'll have manager Cotrero on the show as well. And then Gary Myers. He wrote a book called Brady versus Belichick, The Dynasty Debate. It was a New York Times bestseller author who wrote that, Gary Myers. So he will, that book came out September 16th. If you haven't got it yet, it's an interesting read, because I think that is one of the top five last 10 year topics. Is it Brady? Is it Belichick? And we're still having that conversation, right? Like, now Tom Brady is doing his thing. Belichick clearly doing his thing in North Carolina. And
what are they, 2-2?
They were 2-1, lost last week. And of course, all the,
was that the game to Central that they lost, where he just made up that school that
I don't know, Bishop Sycamore. I have no idea.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Bishop Sycamore. I mean, that was a good one. But he was calling UCF Central all week, and so they changed their name on their social media handles to Central University.
That's awesome.
So did he lose to Scott Frost and Central over the weekend? I hope he did. I
hope he did too.
But no, I think that topic with Gary Myers tomorrow is actually really comparable to what we have going on here in Kansas City about the dynasty discussion, because there are people that have said this isn't a dynasty. We've heard them, right? We've heard these people.
Yep.
We've heard these people tell us this isn't a dynasty. This is a guy who wrote about that Patriots dynasty. We'll see where he feels like it's going to be, you know, with this dynasty as well. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, to see, you know, what he thinks. Because this is, even if they don't, you know, win the Super Bowl this year or make the Super Bowl this year, it's still part of a dynastic run that this franchise is on.
Like, yeah,
that period, that 10-year period, that gap where the Patriots didn't win anything, they went to the Super Bowl twice, I think, believe in that period. Right. That was the Giants' loss. Yeah. They went undefeated in the regular season. Like, tell me that wasn't part of that dynasty?
Yeah, of course it was part of that dynasty. You know what else was part of that dynasty? We're on to Cincinnati, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, and that was here in Kansas City. And we're getting ready. 6 days from now is Tuesday, right? No, 6 days from now would be Monday. And that's the anniversary of when sports changed in Kansas City. You had the game on to Cincinnati, where the Chiefs just absolutely obliterated the Patriots, and it looked like their run was done. They went on to win a few more Super Bowls after that, but that was the first time Chiefs fans starting to feel really good. That game happens Monday night. The next day, we roll into Kauffman Stadium. Salvi gets the big hit, and here we sit 10 years later, and sports in Kansas City hasn't been the same. I think when we look back on Monday, on the 29th, we will look at that as the most dynamic, most important, game-changing day in Kansas City sports history. You beat the Patriots. Belichick and everybody said Tom Brady was washed and he was done. It was on to Cincinnati. The entire Royals team was there that night. You roll into the greatest baseball game, maybe football game, any game that any of us have ever witnessed in our entire lives. You go on to the World Series. The Royals win the World Series. The Chiefs say, screw this, we're going to start winning. They start winning. And it all began 10 years ago on Monday. I mean, that's really the line of demarcation from we went from a town that we wished to a town that damn, this is awesome to be here. And now Taylor Swift, Rihanna, and the World Cup are in Kansas City.
Feels like yesterday when all that started.
Doesn't it, though?
This is a little nugget I want to end the show on because I think Gene would appreciate this topic. So today there is a new baseball series release, 2025 Bowman Chrome release day. And there is a Chase.
Gene who?
Your buddy.
Watson?
Watson! Yeah. Yes!
And there is a Chase that is out of this world, and it is Shoeless Joe Jackson. But there's a twist, because who did he play for?
Oh, dude, I just got a shot of adrenaline.
Okay, so if
the Black Sox.
Okay, but if you're chasing, this comes from Casey, she's Casey Carr, she's a great follow if you're into the card game. If you're chasing Shoeless Joe Jackson's first ever Topps Chrome card, a retrofractor in 2025 Bowman Chrome, he is not listed as a White Sox. He is listed with the Philadelphia A's, which later became the Oakland A's. So in these auctions where you can do PYT, which is pick your own team, make sure you're picking the A's if you're chasing Shoeless Joe Jackson, not the White Sox.
Oh, wow.
And if you want to see what the card looks
I didn't know he played with the A's.
Crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, so it's the number one chase in this series, and this is the card. So if you land that, anybody out there, sell it immediately.
How much do you think something like that would go for?
Oh, God, $1 million.
Really?
I would think so. First ever.
Do you get like a piece of his uniform?
It's not a patch card. Right. So no, it's just
And I'm assuming that's not an auto.
No, just a 101 refractor, super refractor, Shoeless Joe Jackson card. A's, not White Sox.
Wow.
What it is, go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It can change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Hold an umbrella outside the door as somebody walks in. Say thank you. Say nice things. And coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Wednesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.